Banner Health is trying something a little different when it comes to getting its patients the specific care they need. It set up specialized healthcare institutes around Banner University Medical Center in Phoenix in areas including heart, lung, urology, and digestive care. Subspecialist centers are inside each of those institutes. With me to talk more about this approach is Dr. Steve Narang, CEO of Banner University Medical Center. And Steve, what was the thinking behind this?
You know, the way I like to describe it is this. Today, as we speak, there are thousands of people out there who have healthcare problems and trying to find solutions. And they go to their primary care doctor, sometimes they go to a specialist, and they really want something very simple. How can I get my solutions to my problems individualized as soon as possible? As we think about that, what often happens is these young people, these older people, these people are looking for these answers. They get, okay, sir, we'll send you to this specialist, and then they'll send you another specialist, and then to another specialist. As we thought about that, I said, what we're really looking for is how do we find simple solutions to our healthcare consumers' needs? So the concept of the Institute was born.
These are basically one-stop shops for a particular type of medical problem.
Exactly. So, you know, we want people to stay in their neighborhoods, stay close to where they live to go see their doctor. But often doctors will be the first one to say, you know, wow, you got so many different complex issues. I wish we could solve this at one stop. Let's call the Heart Institute at Banner University Medicine Phoenix. It's one number. They'll navigate you. Within the Heart Institute, there's four or five specialty centers. If you have problems with heart rhythm disorders, we have that. If you have a valve disorder problem, we have that center. If we have a heart failure problem, we have that. But you don't have to worry about it. You just call that number. And behind the scenes, there's hundreds of people who are all coming from throughout the country to work there, because there, they can not only deliver great care, but they got the university.
So each of these institutes is dedicated to one sort of specialty. So is the concept that, you know, you have a problem, maybe you don't know exactly what the problem is. You sort of know what part of your body is being affected. You call one of these institutes and they all sort of figure it out all together with all these different subspecialists under one roof?
You know, you said something that's interesting. Where we train, I was a pediatrician and trained in large academic centers. And too often, we organize, our physicians organize themselves in departments. Department of OBGYN, Department of Surgery, Department of blank. Patients' bodies aren't organized by departments. And so as we organized this model, we said, how do we create a model that patients can really just say, I've got this symptom. I got heartburn. Google heartburn. Oh. There's a Center for Esophageal Disease or the Digestive Institute. You call them, and we'll find out, what is that heartburn from? Why isn't it getting better? Maybe it's a lung issue. Maybe it is a digestive issue. But we have all those specialists under one roof. So exactly that. It's meant to organize the system around what the patient needs. And really, that's a problem throughout healthcare, which is why most people don't like their healthcare provider. Matter of fact, if you look at most data, they trust their healthcare provider, not their doctor. They love their doctor, but the system of healthcare as much as they trust Postal Service and the IRS. You know, we have a long ways to go to be like Amazon, which is I get what I need, I get it easily.
So I guess in addition to making your patients happier and trying to help them get better more quickly, what else is in it for you guys?
You know, honestly, the thing that wakes us up every morning and sometimes in the middle of the night is, how do we make healthcare more affordable? So what Banner Health is trying to do, and that's exactly why we merged with the University of Arizona, is we believe deeply that if you take physician scientists, engineers, educators, all in one room and go, how do we improve the care we do? How do we improve the care for heart disease, neuroscience, endocrine, by redesigning the process? Take the best scientists and say, let's treat heart failure better. Can that reduce the costs? And the data throughout the country is showing that actually you can reduce the costs by bringing all these different disciplines together and breaking down redundancy and waste. And suddenly, we provide a better product for our consumers. It's more affordable. And by the way, it's better care. So really what's in it for us is we want a system of care that's easier to access, that's more affordable, and better quality.
By how much do you expect that you might be able to reduce costs? I mean, I would imagine that reducing costs for Banner and for the University Medical Center, that's a good thing for you guys. I mean, do you have a sense of how much you can do that?
That's the holy grail in healthcare. I can tell you that most of the data and most of the publications throughout the country are talking about billions of dollars. When we talk about $1 trillion industry, if a consumer or a patient is accessing 10 different specialties and they're all repeating tests or not communicating with each other and there's no pathway or protocol they're using, you can imagine the waste in the system. So the other day is, though we don't do this to reduce costs, we're doing this to improve care. We do want to reduce costs. so our consumers and our patients can access this system.
Are there other hospitals or hospital systems that are doing something like this? I mean, did you see this idea somewhere else or and maybe even mold it to what would work specifically for you?
I think what's really interesting about that question is we all know what's coming across in healthcare is we are going through a whole disruption of the industry. And if we're not paying attention to our consumer, we're going to be, unfortunately, the blockbuster of healthcare. And you don't want to be the blockbuster. You want to be the Amazon. So I'll say this is not an innovative idea in the sense that everybody knows we need to go to develop a model where patients can access consumer-based products in healthcare. What's challenging is we could start from ground up. This is a new model. We have a relatively new College of Medicine, and the merger with Banner Good Sam at that time is only 2 years old. So it's easier to create a culture by starting from the ground up. There are other medical centers throughout the country who are trying to do that, but they're taking 100 to 150-year-old institutions who are used to siloed-based care and figure out how to get the departments to work together, and so it's more complicated.
Dr. Steve Narang is CEO of Banner University Medical Center in Phoenix. Dr. Narang, thanks a lot.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
And you're listening to the show.